Good morning. Today is 24th of January 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. After a flat start and a subsequent long sluggish spell, the Indian stock market plunged sharply in late afternoon trades on Wednesday. Worries about global economic slowdown, uncertainty about US-China trade talks and Brexit, and disappointing quarterly results from FMCG heavyweight ITC triggered the sell-off. BSE Sensex ended down 336 points, while Nifty 50 ended down 91 points. Consumer durables, power and FMCG stocks were among the prominent losers. Realty, information technology, automobile, bank and capital goods stocks too ended mostly weak. ITC shed more than 4%. Power Grid Corporation, Infosys, Mahindra and Mahindra, NTPC, State Bank of India, HDFC and Kotak Bank ended lower by 1-2%. Sun Pharma gained more than 3%. Yes Bank added 2.7% and Tata Steel closed 1.5% up. Stocks in focus. ITC reported Q3 revenue growth of 15% YOY. Operating income or the earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization rose 11%. Tata Motors drives in Harrier to take on Hyundai Creta and Jeep Compass. Interglobe Aviation reported a 75% year-on-year drop in profit after tax. Bharati Infratel Q3 profit beat estimates as Vodafone India and Idea Cellular paid exit charges for cutting down on overlapping towers after their merger in August. Net profit gained 8% sequentially. Pidilite Industries Q3, consolidated profit falls to 219.5 crore rupees versus 239 crore rupees. United Spirits Q3, profit jumps to 192.4 crore rupees versus 134.7 crore rupees. Ujjivan Financial Services Q3, profit rises to 45.2 crore rupees versus 29.3 crore rupees. Key earnings to watch. Biocon, Callpal, Edelweiss, PNB Housing, Quess Corp, R Power, Ultratech Cement and Yes Bank. Market view. Nifty opened marginally positive on Wednesday at 10,931 levels. In first half market was trading in very narrow range. Index drifted sharply lower in second half after ITC reported lower than expected result. Nifty fell almost 133 points and made low of 10,811 and closed with losses of 91 points and settled at 10,831 which is 200 DMA. On Tuesday Nifty made hanging man pattern on daily chart which is bearish in nature. In follow-up yesterday also Nifty made strong bearish candle, which indicated bears are active on higher levels. But all important moving averages like 200-day, 100-day and 50-days are clustered between 10,833 and 10,727 levels which can act as strong short-term support. We expect volatility to continue. On downside immediate support is at 10,777 and 10,737 levels. While resistance can seem near 10,886 and 10,931 for today's session. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.